is Nyati, another one. The late Nyati was killed by a vigilante group in the district Johannesburg will be late to meet in Bulawayo tomorrow. The boy is arranged in the city and monarchs are getting the act in the Bulawayo home.
The government is working on the state of the country. One of the city partners is
situation. Kumanjalo is a Zimbabwe, Mujimboye, South Africa, Miami, Amadouti, the Vachuki, what you want to see, cannot come for me, stop, but some of the Vachuki, the Vachuki, you will be under the couple, who is to be out of the Vachuki, Zimbabwe, Shika, who Zimbabwe, we should have said to the parizvino vachinge havasi kupanisa kuti vaende kumanisha nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika parizvino.
Yona ukul member
instead of condemning
here in terms of the coffin or the casket, so in transport to Zimbabwe. So as soon as the body gets to Bybridge, the Zimbabwe government takes over in terms of the transport, in terms of the food for those who will be gathering, and any other expenses as connected or related to this funeral, to give they let Mr. Nyati a decent burial before.
So you mulira Elvis Nyati. Oh, seeing the show, a whole school, standing there, see a car, a school, and Jamaba was a rather manju with Namchanji, Sazom Vanessa Woodfield, and another memorial service. We are humbled, we are Kaya, so humbled with Munto too. The land, what's my head of ladies or where's the A Hambella? So, see. Abantu abambulele ngendlela le isihluku ukuthi noma ubulale nje yakho ngeke ubulale ngalelo hlobo.
Sithanda ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi njengesizwe sonke sikamthwakazi. Akukho nto enje esake sayibona esizweni sakithi. Ubuhlungu kakhulu. Inyathi ifamily akusiyo yodwa ilahlekelwe, silahlekelwe sonke njengesizwe njalo hayi kuzima kuphela lokhu ukuthi sikuchaze ngamazwi, kodwa ke asifisi into enje ibuye yenzeke futhi empilweni. Ngoba kuyasefisa isithunzi njengomuntu omnyama, kukuthathela isithunzi njengom-Afrika ukuthi wenze into enje emuntwini, kuyazisa. Hayi bakwethu-ke sekuza hanjwa ngekhaya ayebekwa umfowethu. UNkulunkulu lalaba abakwenzileyo, uNkulunkulu nguye owaziyo. I am Bonman Khumalo representing the Zrika's Royal House. We are saddened by what happened to our brother Nyati. The cruelty that these people showed by killing him in that manner is really, really, really painful in our hearts as the Mthwakazi Nation. Our prayer is, they go well home and lay him to rest. But truly speaking, we are disappointed. We would want, the people that did it to hear the words of warning that God is going to judge them. It's not right to do or to treat a human being in that manner. Look, I'm really out of words. Can't describe this cruelty, but what we do, we just leave it in the hands of the living God.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Zimbabwe because we are not expecting as South Africans that just in South Africa can kill our fellow black brother in South Africa. So that's why I'm saying we really apologize for that.
You're saying Nigerians, everyone is just the same as South Africans.
I'm a South African, I'm a Zimbabwean, I'm a Mozambican, I'm Lesotho, I'm Botswana, I'm a Nigerian. Africa must be one. At the end of the day, Africa must be one. And we want
one
country for Africa.
There you are, Marvelous. Those are some of the people that were talking to Thuso Khumalo yesterday in Johannesburg. So we know that there was a memorial service where Mr. Amazulipi, that is David Amazulipi, Zimbabwe's ambassador, to South Africa, was actually ejected from that memorial service with people accusing his government of mistreating Zimbabweans. They are saying that they are where they are today because of the Zimbabwean government. And we also had Thuso talking to Velempini Ndlovu, who is a relative of the late Nyati, Bonman Khumalo of the Zilikazi royal family, and Mr. Peter Moshosho, the South African, who says he was apologizing on behalf of South Africans, saying you don't think that a black person can do that to another a black person. And he believes that Africa should be one. And that's the way he says it should go. So that's exactly what this boy said. Marvelous.
I wa apo tangasile kunz. Wane kuona shonga shiriku itikani zuro pa chitiko chakaitika icho ku South Africa apo taona eva amadziripi vanovaivo mumiriri weZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi, asi vakazotaura mushure mekunge vambomiswa kutaura pamberi pevanga vari ipapo vakazotaurawo neStudio 7 vabuda muchiitiko ichi. Tanzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vagari veimomo muSouth Africa vanga vari kukumbirawo ruregerero vachiti zvakadai hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika panguva ino nekuti vanhu vamwe chete kunyangwe vachibvawo kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana atikaonawo zvakare pamane shamwari dzava dzava dzavanyati vachionekwawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemafambiro achange ari kuita zvinhu pakuradzikwa kwavanyati.
Yes, we also have Mrs. Judith Ncube, who is the Bulawayo Metropolitan Resident Minister. They're talking to us at Jesus Panda there about, you know, Nyati's burial and, you know, the assistance that the government is going to be giving. So let's hear something from there.
We appreciate that one very much. And thank His Excellency the President of Zimbabwe Mobuti at assist such in this time. We are having a sleepless night from the 6th of the very time in Senzagala until now. Who the South Tree of Kokolong Kang and Kulman, Avana, Kodi, Avana, Langapi, Rari, Avangapi, all over. I've never, Angalali, Lokus, who sent us 6 in Panalo in Saralai, and Yan Kanavari, Eloku, the Naked. In Saralai, Navaya Marta, Lima Plazin. Wahala kuna ngabe, kwa sababu sisi njoo mwanje, ili zilagi njoo kwa ningani linje, injara lei wasela njara la njoo kwa nchini wuti, au sisi kuma wuti, agula nchulo mta no mnye, loni kumeli yeri ngalamta no ukona ngale, so iko ge, la wase, siwa ipendi wakoni lande lisi akona, titiino dati. Ukuchapa uzambezi nga ulokuze ngalo ulimpope ekhape siya ngale ingwenya zamkhuta ukuthi kuzaba lezi ingwenya ngale zizamuzi lezi ngabantu emini langalibalele
kusetshenzwe ukusetshenzwayo
ayifunile sibili ngase ngithi mina kuyalofuna ukuthi ngamuntu efike e-ofisini abe lo muntu wakonyati kungabe kuyikuthi ungani ngobuyazi ukuthi kunje so kulama vultures abhodayo abafuna ukuthi kube yichance yokwenza imali so kuyabe kufuna ukuthi into zakhona zibe athletic ibe izinto ezenziwa zisegcekeni zenziwe kuhle abanye abantu onuyakhala abanye abantu bafuna ukuthatha ichance yokwenza imali so kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi nxa ndishaya ufike eofisini umama layo athi efika abone ukuthi hhayi laba bantu ngabantu abo mufi kodwa ngaso kuselakala lesibonge esidodi esinye sakonyathi khonapho sokusiba yikuthi kanti konyathi vela kula muntu ye akula muntu abantu abaningi basegoli bakhonale ye the entire khonapha yimi ngikodinetayo 24/7 ilokhuze nifinalani abaningi bantwana bakhonale ngibona benza buya nje njengoba kuza buya abadala babuya kuthi uthathe nomuntu bagade namhlanje abavele ekhaya. But I'm told you to go to the hospital. What do you do? Okay. Yeah, tomorrow is the end of the day.
But meanwhile, you know, over the Wednesday, Google sends you now.
Yeah, I will send
you. I will send you. I will send you. I will send you. uzadikele ukuthi beyibhale njani ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zethu zihambe
kuhle.
Yeah, that is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Region. Mavela is talking to relatives there. So he was advising them to start preparing for the funeral and was informing them that the president actually granted the Nyati family, Elvis Nyati, a state-assisted funeral. So that's what they were talking about there.
Apo tangachukuona numa ngairi kubva iyo kuhurumende vanova ivo resident minister wemunzvimbo inobva vanyati vari kutaura ivo kuti mhuri yanyati ichange iri kupiwa rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vatumwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vazivise mhuri yekwanyati kuti vachange vari kubatsirwa pakuradzika mutumbi wava Elvis Nyati avo takaona vachishaya South Africa.
Yes, and we've got Nyati's uncle. You know, he talked passionately about Nyati. He grew up under his hands, and let's listen to what he's saying here in this interview with Ezra Silaswap.
Nunzana ungumane gama lapha uyini ngamofija.
Igama lami nguStanley Ndlo. Ijaha leli lithoni leli ngumntakasisi. Umama wakhe ngilandela kwesithathu.
Umama wakhe ngilandela kwesithathu.
Yeah.
U-Elvis.
U-Elvis, yes.
Uzweni, uzwe njani, bakutshele njani usizwe isehlakalo esinje?
Yeyi, indaba leyi ayisiniki ubuthongo. Especially umfana lo ngidlale laye emncane. Ngihlala laye enketha khona ngale lapho endihlala khona. It was very much touching into yakhona isizwe sibuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo. Umfana lo ubezisebenzela engu-garden boy khona ngale South Africa. That literally every time ubethumela ongabantu bakhe every time and then ongama okudliwayo every time, every month and so forth.
Yeah.
Khathesi ngikhuluma nje so last week besikhuluma sonke sithi malume ngizathumela amawindami khonapho kuwe ungaba le space yini ukuthi ungigcinele wona ngifuna ukuthi umntaya yakhe laye ukulidumba lakho ekhaya ngathi hayi akula problem njeke thumela nini amawindi akho zagcina of course akafiki wona lokhu ngiwameleli
ye ubesesaka la
ubesesaka but ubefuna ukwakhe entaba zinduna ngayo lapha le athola khona isteni.
Abantwana bangabalisela.
Abantwana bakhona basekhaya koyise mkhulu okuzalwa khona umkakhe. Kodwa ke uyisezala ukhona lapho lo ninazala bakhona. Bafika nje ngisho ukuthi bemele ukuthi ngabe ngifike labo lapha. Kodwa bazafika nje in an hour's time. Aba uyisezala lo mama zakhe. Bakhona bengilabo nje kuthani. Khona lapho lokuze nedrobheni. Zabuya sonke khona lapha. Then bahamba, then they are coming at this babuya. I'm trying to see the next time I'm going to be in my bed.
Uchela wanda rufu, baza wanromba na wanda.
Niko kona kwa ulogusungko. Ulogusunga tesi, ube usiti kona lo kwa kutoli le umzulu. Lami imi inkareja, kutu mzulu, abantwana. Tumela abantwana ngapa, something. Uise zala. Ekhuluma la mathi malume abantwana bathini ngapho kanti abantwana balamabhuku abalani la lokhu lalokhu ngithi hayi ngizakhuluma labo ngingakhuluma labo ke bathi hayi malume kuyeza namanje ngiyathi ngithi ngihleli nje sisithi umalayitha hayi kuhambe endaweni engaka amagogo wethu ethatha impahla zabantwana sezifikile ngihambe ngiyethatha bese kusithi uyisezala ohleli labantwana abuya azothatha. Yeah, azothatha ukudla lokhu ehambise abantwana.
Uthesa kusela muntu ozayenza.
Athesa kusela muntu ozayenza khona lokho ngoba umkakhe enjalo nje engumama ukathethi uwesi sebuthakathaka okuwesi wokuthi kasoze sakwanise ukuthi asele abantwana. Ubaba wakhe nguye obesela lanxa ube ngu-garden boy. That little okuyi 200 rand khona kube kuthola lapha adisebenza khona emayadini. Lokuncedisa kakhulu ebantwaneni.
Yeah. I was telling you what very good teacher in China in Fanania television.
Umfana lo was a very good young man. Umfana lo when Umfana lo in the room your man is like Umfana Kulumilo Muntu Osale Tule Upela. Enga kulumi luto mbenjani whatever enga la sports esinye sisibona ukuthi ah umfana lo into le ayenza injani njani but yena he was just a very good young man very much quiet and umuntu lalelayo belalela uthi ngamtshela ukuthi hayi lapha mzukulu yenza so lapha mzukulu yenza so and we were so much very close and very much close very much close ngomzukulu wami lo we were so much close together and he always touched me ukuthi malume kambe lapha sengilodubo ngenze njani ngicebise ukuthi hayi malume you can do this mzulu ngenza so wenze so then kumncedisa abongathi malume hayi yabo njalo nje umfana olungile kuyomahla u-Elvis Banajwa Nyathi was a good young man very much umfana olalelayo
ukhulele ngaphi ekhaya
ye umfana lo uzalelwe ekhezi le ekuzalelweni ekhezi le basebesuka basebesiya etobotobo le maplazi bahlala khona ngalo unina wasetshona bekhona ngale sahambeka khona ngalo unina etobotobo
udadewethu
umama wakhe then uthe sekunjalo bahlalahlala etobotobo kwathi ubaba wakhe wasesuka wasesiya somewhere kodundubali lapha about 40 kilometers from Bulawayo nxa uthiya uhamba eFalls Road wazothola umuzi khona ngale bahlala hlala khona ngale then kwasekusithi usisi wakhe lobhuti wakhe elder brother the elder sister bathola izindlu eCardu Park laye wasebuya wazohlala eCardu Park but sometime back bese vele sihlala sonke enketha khona ngale lemzini wami lemaplazini bendlala laye ahamba ayikhona le maplazini afika hlale abuya buye lapha edolobheni sihlale sonke
yeah ubaba yena usaphile
hawa buthonile ufuna ngo 20 I think 2017 ubaba wakhe uthole ngo 2017 kodwa kulo mama omncane mama omncane wabo ukhona khona
that is Mr. Ndlovu the uncle of the late Elvis Nyathi. So he's really saying Nyathi was a very good man. He says he grew up on, you know, under his arms, and he's really shocked about his death, and he says he has never heard that a person can die in that manner. So he's very much pained.
Because he says, yes, and you can actually feel his pain because he says they were very close, and from what I was hearing that he was also saying that he was a very quiet young man who always used to look up to him, the uncle, for counsel. And it reminds me of the George Floyd case here in the United States, that, you know, something happened to someone and now he's going to be remembered in the world, unfortunately, for a very unfortunate event. Sekuru wavo wachitawa iwo uchinduwa wakamukuza uyeshe akange animunu akanyarara asunga nitsani milani uyeshe wakuru wazi wa shikuru ni kutama na mbufunga kuti musukuru wavo uyu anga ashai mashairo akaita wanga wachinya sultana nguza kuti akakura sei uyeshe kuti ayu wanzo wafunza iwo uchinduita sei jinu vanando wabatira sei nyaya yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro aitaurana nawo saka vanga vari kuti parizvi vari kurwadziwa chaizvo nokuti havana kumbofungidzira kuti upenyu hwamuchakabvu hwaizopera sekupera kwawakaita.
Yes, marvelous. We also have got a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change who is in Matabeleland and taking care of what is happening at the Nyathi homestead. Let's hear what she's told Ezra Jesus Fund.
Sarbanani, mina ngokuzalwa ngononhlanhla mlotshwa kubandla le CCC kuthiwa ngingu secretary we rural mobilizing and strategy interim silapha sizokhayela umfowethu uElvis wawonyathi uElvis ngimkhayela nje mina ngile bias ngoba ngivele nguwe eMatsouth and uElvis ngwekhezi kithi uzalwe emahetshele sizalwa sonke sibuhlungu ngokufa kwaElvis, sibuhlungu singabantu, sibuhlungu silibandla ukuthi abafowethu njalo sebephele South Africa bechiya abantwana lapha ekhaya. So sizokhala silibandla. Ngiyazi ukuthi bese lizwile ukuthi abafowethu abase-South Africa bese kulokunye kade sebekuhlanganisile bakunika imuli. Lathi basitshela ngapha siyi-leadership ukuthi yikho lokhu asebekwenzile, siyakubonga njalo. Besifisa ukuthi nga abantu bezwa bechiseka ngokufa kwaElvis, because I think all of us singoElvis, sonke singonyati. Angiboni ukuthi lapha emathebuleleni ukhona umuntu ongabalwa kuthiwe kalazihlobo noma ezingu-4 noma ezingu-5 e-South Africa. Kuyasithinta ukufa kwaElvis, asokufa kwakhe yedwa, kumele kusithinte sonke, because sikhuluma nje izihlobo zethu zisegangeni khona le-South Africa, azikwazi ukuthi ziphilile, azikwazi ukuthi asekwazi ukuthi ziyavuka zingeziphilileyo. Ngakho-ke silibandla sokukhalisa imuli yala ekhaya. Sike safika futhi lapha izolo, siyaqhubeka sibakhalisa kuze kufike ilanga langoMgqibelo. Ngiyabonga.
Kunjenje okujabulisayo ukuthi baphathisile bebandla lakho, umuntu lo uvele esigabeni sakho, wena ke ukhalela ukukhankasa futhi umnyaka ozamele lesi siqindi sakho lesimatofu. Uqhubela lokho elikwenzele phandle kutshengisa ukubambana okunganani. Ungathini kuzulu okubulawayo njona nolapha usuka khona le madoda ngendaba yokuphitshika kwenu, uthini ngakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi uzulu okubulawayo kazezethintekile. Ngibona engathi ukurelaxa lokho esikwenzayo soze kusisebenzele singabantu. Asizizwe siphathekile zulu okobulawayo, ngoba okwenzekeke kwimulini yakwenyathi sokungavuka layo kondlovu lakonxube lakobani lakodube kukhona kukithi sonke. Asiphathekeni bulawayo omuhle, sibuye sizotshengisa ukuthi siyaphatheka le muli yakwenyathi sisonke. Siyimuli, singama-citizens.
Likhangelela ukuthi lizabe likhona lizayenza umsebenzi lani lapha lizabe liphathekile, kambe lo mongameli ngabuya nawe?
Umongameli bese sikhulume laye, siyathemba ukuthi engabuya njalo ngelanga lange-Saturday. So besikhona sibili siyibandla le-TCC, thina njengoba silapha siku-ground sisemathebelelendi i-region yethu yakobulawayo, silapho ukuthi sizomkhangelela umongameli ukuthi si-right nxa silapha labantu bakhe bazabuya. Sisamobhalayiza abantu bethu ukuthi labo babe khona lapho bazophatheka ekuhambeni kwaElvis, and sisazoqhubeka siphatheke sibili. Asiyonto esayiqala namhla siyigcine namuhla, siyaphatheka entweni eziningi, sizophatheka futhi kuze kufike ilanga lokubeka umfowethu Elvis.
That is Miss Nonhlanhla Lotshwa Marvelous. She is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So what she's literally saying there is that everyone is Elvis, everyone is Nyati, and Nyati's death is affecting all Zimbabweans alike. So he says everybody has got a relative somehow who is in South Africa. So this issue is not only a Nyati issue, it is a national and international issue, you know. So
mm-hmm. We don't have it. I want to call Isu imenengo ye triple C vashaura ivo pamsoro pechi chiko ichivachit. I want munu wese anu wanikwa iye achi zangarira va Elvis Nyati niti munu wese munyika ani ama iriku South Africa munu wese munyika anu kwanza kunge jokadai shatawona chitika ashtanunge chitika kunemu. Saka vatora ivo kuti ivo sebatore triple C vachange vachimirawo vakamirira kuti vaone kuti mhuri yaNyati icharadzika sei hama yavo pachitwo chichange chiri kuitika. Vanenge vataura kuti ivo nemugovera.
We put some people lined up here, they want to make their contributions, and the first guy is Mr. Bongani Dube. Bongani, sakwamukela kuhlelwa.
Siyabonga babudu.
Ye, kubeka khonapho ubona njani khonokho kubhubha njalo lokuthi sokuyangcwatshwa u-Elvis Nyati?
Ya, khona kubuhlungu kakhulu babudube, ikakhulu ebantwaneni. Usuke usiyadinga imali sadendi uzozwakala sokuthiwa usushonile, and ma ngithi ngiyabheka abantwana labana bancane basanede isikolo, and nowadays if you don't have i-parents yakho isikolo kuba nzima, because nxa kuwukuthi liyilani ifemily ezihluphekelayo elisebenza ezindlini zabantu emakhishini elincengayo nje impilo, isimo singekho right, kunzima ukuthi umntwana omfowenu umfowenu mayeseshonile la itholakale funda mpela esiyafika ku university kunzima kakhulu. So into engiyikhalela njengabantwana silapha duba sifundanga kodwa abantu bethu asifuni ukuthi befane lathi sifuna abantu bethu sizozama ukuthi sibafundise bebe right. So mawungazela mzali vele impilo yakho iba buhlungu kakhulu babudube iba buhlungu because abantu bayakhala indawo yonke into leyana iya affecta kakhulu ikakhulu umuntu ozeleyo.
So manje ubona zani pho kuya ngathi konke lokho wena ngubona kwakho sibili ukubulawa kukanyati nxa sukhangele sibili ujula usephambili.
Ukubulawa kanyati babudube vele usaphambili because singaze sithini kuzayenzakala futhi lakomunye kodwa ukuze sikugweme ukuthi siyelungisa ngakithi labadala bayawazi amazwi ethu esakhulumayo phela babudube kulula ma ungumzali la uhlala ekhaya unabantwana abantwana ungabezwa bethu baba lapha kayenzilo asoze khale 42 years ungafiksi ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani abantwana bangathi lokhu kurongo wena ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani vele kuyacaca ukuthi sizaphelela emazweni ngoba nanko u-Elvis uthe esefile azange sibonakale ukuthi kulo muntu osimeleyo azange silizwe thina igama elivela kumongameli esitsho ukuthi khona uzwelana lathi sesisizwa manje nje isidumbu sesidlulile eBitbridge ukuthi khona uzaphathisa into ezinjengazenezo ukuthi nje umhlupho ukuthi ekhulumisane lama ministers eSouth Africa bebonisane ayikho vele into lokho nasimzwele ukuthiwa useDubai samzwela ukuthiwa usetshintsha isitalada ekobulawayo so into ezinjengazenezo but kuzikhona izinto ezibalulekile esingazibheka because umuntu ungamuzethi lokhu kurong zama noma ungakulungisanga ngendlela yakhe but lawe iba ileader ehlakaniphileyo limithe afoye ukwenzela ukuthi into zangkhona kubona ingathi ulungisile noma ungalungisanga kodwa kubonakala ngathi ulungisile. 42 years abantu belokhu bekhala ngento one wena uthi ku-right and masithi siyakhangela vele babudube sisahlala sisokolile ngoba masithi siyabheka ihulumende yakithi ama-ministers akula muntu omutsha akula youth laphana okuthiwa izamela abantu abatsha bonke ngabadala abantu okuthiwa thina balaleya into yokuthi thina salwa impi sizabuya so yiba kufanele bephathe but if singaba le youth noma kwena la maphathi akhona sibe lo muntu omncane ozagijima asimele ezwe izikhalazo zethu thina ma sikhuluma kabe kuthiwa kona sihlamukela abadala kodwa iqiniso lihle babudube izidingo zakudala nezidingo zamanje azisafani.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ungakhethanga mamplus kode Mr. Regis Busango as well, is an OPF member based in Canada. Welcome to the program, Mr. Busango.
Thank you, Studio 7.
Yes, give us your take on, the killing and now the arrangements that are being made for the burial of Elvis Nyati. We are informed that the government is taking care of some of the arrangements. Quite just briefly.
Thank you very much. I want to send my condolences to the Nyati family for this barbaric killing that was done to our brother, dear brother, Elvis, in South Africa, which was uncalled for. South Africans know it better that Zimbabwe has been there for their independence during apartheid when they were running, getting shelter from our country. But I think the general public in South Africa is misunderstanding everything. They are hating Zimbabweans more than any other African. And this has led to our brother's passing on, which is very regrettable. I want to thank the government of Zimbabwe, His Excellency the President, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, for assisting the funeral of our brother. So I'm hearing it as I'm following. The government is doing almost 90% of the arrangements, including bringing him from South Africa. We also saw that the president portrayed a message to Ramaphosa and he informed him that this is our SADC and our Troika summit and our arrangements do not go along with what is happening now in South Africa. Therefore, if Ramaphosa is still a signatory of that, he should be able to make sure that Zimbabweans are safe in his country, as well as we also make sure that all South Africans coming to Zimbabwe or passing through our country are safe as well. So we saw that himself, Comrade Ramaphosa, visited the family, and he also paid his condolence to the family, which is something that we also emulated. And also he sent messages that he's not accepting what South Africans are doing, and he will do everything in his power to make sure that foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in particular at this point, are also safe in South Africa. Thank you.
Tiri papo, imi mnaona sei, tunaona vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuti kodai zvinhu zvagadziritsika munyika vadzokera kuZimbabwe, kwete kuti varambe vari kuSouth Africa uko vari kupiswa nekurayiwa nekushungurudzwa.
Right, I think the problem is not really because of the economic situation. At this point, we can try to link every issue that is happening to our people outside Zimbabwe to economic issues, which at some point is not always the norm. I believe that at this juncture, we are not talking about policies of government and all that. We are talking about we as neighbors of South Africa and Zimbabwe to be each brother's keeper. That's actually what we are talking about, because you look at what happened. The news says they mistaken him with the so-called criminal who was later on arrested, and they killed him for no reason. And I mean that is something that can actually happen to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Zimbabwean or not. But this barbaric act is what we should address at this point. Of course, we can talk about the economy. We all agree that even if the economy of Zimbabwe is going to be better than South Africa today, there are people who actually not go back. That one is actually a point that not every Zimbabwean who is living outside will come back because the economy is better. So that's why I wouldn't want to link the economy to the killing of that. Because there are different issues. I don't know the reason why he was in South Africa. I have not spoken to him. I don't know how long he has lived in South Africa. But what I know is he was there with his family. And there's a reason why he was there. Thank you.
Yes, I will give you a little bit. We are going to go to the next one. We are going to go to the next one. We are going to go to the Zimbabwe economy. We are going to go to the next as Baba Wale South Africa, I'm Pendus. I'm checking on one Konapo. They go to South Africa to be in Ganapona.
Yamuza Babu to be. Yangiti Konakona is tattoo sometimes. Chisela Umuntu Osco Gileo. Wumpina Ila Chisa Lolinia Teleo. Yamuza Baba Lapa Akona. Ukuthi umuntu okhuluma ekwelinye ilizwe elabelungu ukuhlezi kahle. Ngikhuluma so unamabhasi, bengikhuluma lomfo wethu osegolo osebenza emabhasini. Sithi amabhasi agcwala abantu baye ekhaya. Iviki lonke leli abantu bayabaleka baye ekhaya. So yena mayezathi akulinkani le economy angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini, because akula muntu babudube ongavuma ukuthi achiye ifamily yakhe, abazali bakhe bephila kunzima lapho esiphila khona. Abanye abantu bayangcwatshwa khona lapha bengafinyeleli ukuthi befike ekhaya. But ukukhuluma is very easy, you gonna talk everything. But masithi siyabheka abantu abaphilayo lapha elokuzini eSouth Africa, baphila kabuhlungu bengamaZimbabwes, baphila bayohlungu ukuthi mawungathiwa iZimbabwe isilungile, wonke umuntu uyaphuma ehlala ekhaya. Lokho kokuthi khona abantu abangeke baye ekhaya, ngeyinye istatement akhuluma ngaso, because abantu bayafisa ukuyahlala ekhaya, kula muntu ongathandiyo ukuthi ahlale lemuli yakhe. That's why bona abanye bazama ukuthi beyithathe imuli azohlala layo, kodwa behlule ngesimo esihlezi kiso. Siyafuna ukuyekhaya babudube. Lo baba into ayikhulumayo le, angakhuluma kahle ngoba ukhulumela iparty. Ayisiki ukuthi siyayizonda iparty, ayisiki ukuthi siyathini. But akula muntu ongakwazi, even ingane ungayibuza manje ekhaya. Into zinzima ekhaya, basho abantu bona abantu bebaleka bezozama ukuthi bethole impilo engcono.
Yes, siyabuza kakhulu ke. Marvelous, what he's saying is that, you know, all this is linked to the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. So he's dismissing what Regis Vusango is actually saying. So he says, you know what, all this kind of suffering is due to the Zimbabwean government. So he says it has got all the hallmarks of that kind of situation back home. And it also indicated that there are so many people who are living in South Africa right now, going back to Zimbabwe, because the situation is really bad in South Africa. So, you know, he's saying you never know what happens next when you're in South Africa. So that's that.
Apo tikunzwa munyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vazhinji vari ku South Africa pari zvino vari kutarisana nekuomerwa nezvinhu uyezve sekubvunza kwandandaita vavhusango vari kuti ivo munyarikani wedu ari kuti haasi kubvumirana nezvataura navavhusango kuti zvimwe zvacho zviri kuitika zvinei nenyaya yeupfumi saka vauya munyarikani vari kuti aiwa vazhinji vari kutodzokera nekuti kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma hazvo vari kuona ivo kuti dai upfumi hwenyika yezimbabwe hwagadzirika vanhu vangadai vasiri kutiza munyika yezimbabwe Gibbs.
Yes, we've got before you respond, let's take Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Babu Ngulube, ungawuchona njani baba?
Ya chona, tikuchona njani lonke baba.
Ya siyaphila kakhulu. So sikhuluma lo babu Vusango lapho eZambia. Uthi ukhona ukwenza kwenzeka le eholo khona ngale eJohannesburg abantu beqhosha kwa-ambassador. Akunani lokuthi ke umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uyabhidlika kumbe ukuthi abantu babaleka kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi hayi kukhona ukukhona kodwa ayisikho khonokho nje kodwa mamtshela usithi
hayi ekuthi babuduba abantu bakuhulumende wethu kumbe ngithi abakuhulumende ngithi abakuzanu p f ngani amakhanda aqinile imeseji nxa beyithunyelwa kabafuna ukuyizwa angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani nxa besehlulwa ukuzwa enje ngoba amameseji sihlala siwathumela abafuna ukuweza bakholisa khona ukuthi abantu ngale kweZimbabwe baya sebefoswa abantu sebekhuluma besesaba abantu nxa bethola ithuba lokuthi bazikhulumele bakhululeke bayabatshengisa abakufunayo kodwa abakuthathi serious xa bengakubona okutshiwo ngabantu pho yikuphi abaza kuzwa kutshayisa ngovalo lokuthi lo hulumende olalela abantu yini kumbe silo hulumende ofosa abantu ukuthi benze into abangayifuniyo yikho kuzasehlula lo ngoba kunje nxa sinje kumele sibe ekhaya isimo siyasibona kumele siye ekhaya but uhulumende is willing to listen to abantu yini yikho kunzima phandle la
yes akuya kakhulu kuphosela ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane kona ngosenelisi ngikhulume ngakhona
Hey, Mr. Tuba, I'm getting worried. If our government, or should I say the ruling party, if they don't get the message from the people, every time the people are sending a message, they will turn a blind eye or give us a different statement. I'm very worried because the situation is getting worse here. And people are expressing themselves. We know the situation at home, the freedom, the people, they don't have that freedom of expressing themselves. But if they are expressing themselves this side, we are hoping that our government or the ruling party can listen to the people, but they are seem to be turning a blind eye. We don't know how far we are going to go with the situation.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Ngulube. Let's talk to Mta. I think Mta is in now. So can you introduce yourself and go ahead with your contributions? Mta, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey,
Yes, yaphila tshela abantu tumba.
Mina ngumta, from Bulawayo, yeah. Although angikho Bulawayo manje. Ufuna ukukhuluma ngale ndaba yalo muntu obekhuluma lo. Inkinga esinayo yabona Dube, inkinga esinayo ukuthi nabo abantu abasibusayo. Abafuni ukuthi labantu iqiniso. Yabona they want to tell people what they want. Yabona. Lo muntu lo into ayikhulumayo le it's very ingancane. Usesayidini lapho. Yabona.
Kulobuzima yes, yabona ukuthi sibile kulobuzima ufuna ukukhuluma ngabo. Kodwa konoko kuya ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela i-independence uzibuza. kuluma ngakho khona ukuthi ukuthi uzibuse wena umbona njani kuna manje kulezi suku from the time ngizo yathi uzibuse umfutshanisile
awe lo okazibuse lokho ukuthi ngiyakubona but manje abona ukuthi khona uzibuse ubuya manje kobulawayo from after how long since vele ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngingathi thina vele kahle kahle uzibuse vele akasinayo asizibuzi because siyabuswa uyazi ukuthi abantu vele basancindezelwe lamanje sisancindezelwe lamanje asikho ukuthi kona siyazibusa uzibuse samthola nje ngasemaphepheni ukuthi sathola uzibuse but kahle kahle nje vele siya asizibusi siyabuswa
ye nxa ufisa ungaphala ngesigiyokho nxaungawafisi siyaqhubeka siya phambili
soqhubeka siya phambili dibenza ibamba khonapho
sifunda
phambili
so mzakusangu now we're turning to the issue of independence so according to Mta Zimbabweans are oppressed Zimbabweans don't have independence at all they are suffering like what is happening with them in South Africa and all these kind of things chip in there mzakusangu
thank you very much we want to thank the revolutionaries some of them who passed on who went into the wars, in the bushes. Some of us then were very young, were not born yet, when they were fighting for our country to be a sovereign nation. Zimbabwe is now turning 42, liberated from the British rule in 1980. The British came to Zimbabwe in 1890. For 100 years, our country was under the hands of the foreigners, the imperialists. So for somebody today, after 42 years, to be very unthankful and say that we don't have independence. That person must be schooled to know exactly what is independence. Are you saying right now, we know that the heads of Lobengula, the heads of Zilikazi, the heads of Mbeanehanda and Kagubi, they are there in the library in Oxford. Did you know that? That our grandfathers were killed, executed, hanged, and their heads were taken to be trophies in UK by the Queen of England. How can you dare tell me that there is no independence? Do you want my forefathers to remain in the Oxford University libraries? We fought for that, and we are very, very, very overwhelmed by the respect that we get from other sovereign nations in Africa and beyond, who are going to come and to celebrate with us, even Kenya, officiating our independence there in Bulawayo there where we are going to have our trade fair. It is because of what we have done. So Zimbabwe is liberated. We're going to celebrate independence. We are an independent country. We are no longer called Rhodesia. We are called Zimbabwe for a reason. The reason from the movement from Rhodesia to now Zimbabwe.
But his point maybe is, you know, the kind of freedoms that are there. He says there's no freedom. There's absolutely there. Nothing. So, I'm going to him.
Yes, yeah. I'm going there. I think we are mistakenly understanding what is freedom. Freedom now, back then, black men was not allowed at 12 midday to be in Bulawayo city center. You have to be in Luveve. In Harare city center by 12 midnight on a midday on a Friday. All black people are supposed to be out of the core urban areas. And now we are the ones who are running our cities, our councils. Then you tell me that there is no independence. It means you are not probably actually not schooled enough to understand that our country is no longer Rhodesia, is now Zimbabwe. We can talk about the economy, but do not mix things. If we are talking about independence, independence is not a ZANU-PF project. It is a national project where each and every president who will come after the ones who are here will not change the dates of our independence. It will still remain April 18. Doesn't matter who comes in. It's just like in America or in other countries where they celebrate their heroes. They do not change them because of whoever comes in. So let's not partner politics versus the economy of the day in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Ngulube, guys, where are you?
I'm very worried about the history we are being taught here, Dube. first before we go to independence. This thing about the Lope Mula's head is in a library somewhere in the UK. Where is that history coming from? We know Lope Mula disappeared. We know Lope Mula was chased. No one knows Lope Mula's grave. So that's, we have to correct things. We have to state the facts first. Let's not mislead the people. Second, the independence. If we are talking of independence, we are not talking of the date of the ceremonies. We are talking of people who are enjoying the life in their country. My learned friend is saying people are independent. They can go in Bulawayo around 12. We are talking now where people are in Johannesburg. Someone was killed just last week. You were talking about Mr. Nyathi. He was killed in Johannesburg. We wish to be in Bulawayo. We wish to spend our lives in Bulawayo. We wish to wake up in our home countries. Today is 18, is Friday, Easter, Good Friday. We wish to be in our rural homes, spending time with our families. That's independence. Independence is not a date. Independence is not a ceremony. People must take us serious as Zimbabweans. We need our independence. It's not just about date. If we now is comparing us to America and all these countries, we don't want comparison. We want to enjoy the freedom, enjoy our being at our homes. That's what we want.
Yes, thank you very much. And the clarification on the, you know, the heads and all those kind of things, I think we have to put the record straight that there's no historical evidence that Lope Mula's head is in London or any library or anywhere else in the world. So that we should put it in the right perspective. So get Musango back in a while, in 2 seconds. So let's get to Mta. Mta, konapo ke iskuluma konoko. Kumbe iskale siye kubaba. Utube ubo.
What's that again?
Mana kangani. Ibo ngani uzwele lapa kakuluma. Posela 10 seconds, baba.
Kuti babutube tina maskuluma ngenkinga. Pia bengu hatua skuluma nge maskuluma nga maproblems wakona. Kwa bengu hatua skuluma simeli politiki. Tina baya bantu ya not politician. But sikhuluma ngohlupho olukhona olubhekane nathi esilubonayo manje makuyathwa abantu izazavumelana lobabungulube maye sithi khona independent asikhulumi ngedate asikhulumi ngeceremony into ezinjalo sikhuluma ngabantu abakhululekileyo ukuthi impuphu iyadura ekhaya uyakubotshelwa khonoko ukuthi impuphu iyadura ukuthi khona lokhu kuyadura abantu abakwazi abantu ngoba yena uyabe ekulololo hlangothi okuyilo emele lonke but thina esibuya kulova singabolova thina esingakaze sisebenze siselokhu zenini siyayazi leyo inkinga esidibana nayo babudube abantu uzibuse yebo bangathi ilizwe balithatha emakhiweni kodwa sabuya sazongcindizelana thina singabantu abamnyama ngoba even kunje vele ekhaya akula muntu uvele libuthane ukuve nanku asikhulumeni
yeah
even first place yakho ngicela ukuthi sikhulume ngeparty amaparty wonke ayi 2 sikubonile konke lokho ilokhu izeni ingavunyeli ukukampena
manje isikhathi dube yise sesiphelele isikhathi sesiyomangoyi would have loved to bring in Mr. Vusango as well but let's have this discussion on Monday so I'm going to invite all of you so that you can they have a very great discussion. So on that note, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango, Mr. Ibongani Dube, Mr. Sipongulube, and Mr. Mta. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend.
And I'm marvelous, Nyahuye, also saying have a great Easter weekend. Actually, I was going to cool the slippers down.
Asking
about Easter, but happy Easter to everybody.
Good night.